You may be all seated.
다같이 기도드리시겠습니다.
Let us all pray.
하나님 아버지, 오늘도 저희들을 예수 그리스도의 구원과 생명 가운데 인도하시고 하나님 아버지께로 나올 수 있는 마음을 허락하심을 감사합니다.
O God, we thank you for your Son Jesus Christ and thank you for the privilege to come and worship you.
죄속에 헤매이던 저희들을 그리스도의 피로 구속하셔서 영생을 얻게 하시고 세상 가운데서 빼어내어 하나님의 빛 가운데로 살게 하심을 감사합니다.
In the past, O God, we made sin as our way of life, but now we abide in you through the blood of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord.
이 시간 사람에게 가질 수밖에 없는 세상 속의 근심과 염려와 모든 얽매인 것들을 주님의 능력 가운데 떨쳐 버릴 수 있도록 주님 도와주시옵소서.
May we confess now all our sins, and O God, give us the strength to trust in you, your forgiveness.
이 시간 신령과 진정으로 하나님께 예배를 드릴 수 있는 시간이 되도록 도와주시되 저희의 삶 전체가 신령과 진정 가운데 주께 드려지는 예배하는 삶이 되도록 인도하여 주시옵소서.
May we worship you, O God, in pure and praising mind and heart. O God, the people of God, though different cultures, but same children of God, worship you today in oneness.
하나님 아버지, 오늘도 특별히 저희 한국 학생들이 예배를 인도하는 인도하고 말씀을 전하는 순서를 맡게 됐습니다. 세상 가운데 흩어져 있는 하나님의 자녀들이 민족과 언어와 문화를 초월해서 한 아버지 밑에 한 주님을 섬기고 있는 것을 깨닫게 하심을 감사합니다.
May we remind us once again that we are true brothers and sisters in Christ.
저희들의 믿음과 표현이 전통이 다를지라도 저희의 구원하신 그리스도의 한 분의 피로 저희가 다시 한번 한 형제 자매인 것을 깨닫게 하심을 감사합니다. 그리스도의 종으로서 하나님의 백성을 섬기는 자로서 저희들을 이 학교에 부르시고 준비하게 하심을 또한 감사드립니다.
We thank you for leading us and leading our lives to Southeastern Campus, preparing for the works of servanthood.
세상 가운데서 빛과 소금의 역할을 감당할 수 있게 하시되 오직 그리스도의 이름이 존귀케 하는 저희들의 삶이 되도록 주님 도와주시옵소서.
May we wholeheartedly worship you today, and may we be the salt and light in the world as you have commanded us to be.
저희들의 매 순간이 주님을 위해서 준비하는 시간과 쓰여지는 시간으로 가득 채워지기를 응원하옵나이다.
Always be with us, God, and lift us up on your shoulder when we are weary and weak.
주님, 저희들이 가는 발걸음을 인도하시고 사람에게 실망과 좌절과 염려 속에서 주의 일을 하는 저희들의 연약함을 용서하시고 다시 한번 주님의 능력과 인도하심이 매 순간 저희와 함께 하시는 할 수 있도록 주님, 저희들을 도와주시옵소서.
We come to you, God, in oneness, with reverent minds and hearts. May your words always empower us to be the witness of Jesus Christ.
이 시간 마음을 합한 사람들이 주 앞에 나왔사오니 주님 저희들이 주 앞에 가고자 하는 마음을 받아주시고 주님의 전능하신 말씀이 다시 한번 저희의 삶을 바꿀 수 있는 이 시간이 될 수 있도록 축복하여 주시고 이 모든 시간을 주께서 영광 받으시는 시간이 되기를 우리 주 예수 그리스도의 이름으로 간절히 기도하옵나이다.
We happily and gladly come to you today and we worship you with one mind and one God. Please receive our worship as we give to you. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
하나님의 말씀 데살로니가전서 1장 1절로부터 10절까지 받들어 읽겠습니다.
The scripture reading for today is the First Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 1 through 10.
바울과 실로아노와 디모데는 하나님 아버지와 주 예수 그리스도 안에 있는 데살로니가인의 교회에 편지하노니 은혜와 평강이 너희에게 있을지어다.
Paul, Silas, and Timothy to the church of the Thessalonians in God the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, grace and peace to you.
우리가 너희 무리를 인하여 항상 하나님께 감사하고 기도할 때에 너희를 말함은
We always thank God for all of you, mentioning you in our prayers.
너희의 믿음의 역사와 사랑의 수고와 우리 주 예수 그리스도에 대한 소망의 인내를 우리 하나님 아버지 앞에서 쉬지 않고 기억함이니
We continually remember before our God and our Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love. And your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ.
하나님의 사랑하심을 받은 형제들아, 너희를 택하심을 아노라.
For we know, brothers, loved by God, that He has chosen you.
이는 우리 복음이 말로만 너희에게 이른 것이 아니라 오직 능력과 성령과 큰 확신으로 된 것이니 우리가 너희 가운데에서 너희를 위하여 어떠한 사람이 된 것은 너희 아는 바와 같으니라.
Because of our great gospel came to you, not simply with words, but also with power, with the Holy Spirit, and with a deep conviction. You know how we lived among you for your sake.
또 너희는 많은 환난 가운데서 성령의 기쁨으로 도를 받아 우리와 주를 본받는 자가 되었으니.
You became imitators of us and of the Lord. In spite of severe suffering, you welcomed the message with the joy given by the Holy Spirit.
그러므로 너희가 마게도니아와 아가야 모든 믿는 자의 본이 되었는지라.
And so you became a model for all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia.
주의 말씀이 너희에게로부터 마게도니아와 아가야에만 들릴 뿐 아니라 하나님을 향하는 너희 믿음의 소문이 각처에 퍼짐으로 우리는 아무 말도 할 것이 없노라.
The Lord's message rage out from you not only in Macedonia and Achaia. Your faith in God has become known everywhere. Therefore, we do not need to say anything about it.
저희가 우리에 대하여 스스로 고하기를 우리가 어떻게 너희 가운데 들어간 것과 너희가 어떻게 우상을 버리고 하나님께로 돌아와서 사시고 참되신 하나님을 섬기며
For they themselves report what kind of reception you gave us. They tell how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God.
또 죽은 자들 가운데서 다시 살리신 그의 아들이 하늘로부터 강림하심을 기다린다고 말하니 이는 장래 노하심에서 우리를 건지시는 예수신이라. 아멘.
And to wait for his son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus who rescues us from the coming wrath. Amen.
'Sang this kind of rhythm to lift their spirits, and it is very encouraging to older Korean people to sing this kind of song to God. When the Western music was not really popular in Korea, the missionaries came and they put hymn to this kind of melody to encourage Koreans to believe in Christianity. This song, the story of this song is that I love Jesus so much that my heart is overwhelmed with his love. There's nothing that I can compare his love to this world. And also he says that Jesus who died for my sin, that his love is so great, I just thank him. That's the story of this song. And we're going to sing that song a few times. And then, the bottom of your the schedule, you'll see that song called God is So Good. It's a very popular song. Wherever you go, you'll find this song. Also, all Korean Christians, they know this song. So we like to sing God is So Good in English. And then when you see it down there, you'll see in Korean, and there's a Korean translation in your language. So, 좋으신 하나님, 좋으신 하나님. And 참 좋으신 나의 하나님. Somehow this song is very related to the song that we're going to sing. Because, as I said, you know, that I love Jesus so much that my heart is overwhelmed. And because God is so good. Because God is so good. Because of that, that my heart is so overwhelmed. Okay, so we're going to sing right now.
Yesu 님이 좋은 건 어떡합니까? This is exciting. This reminds me of one of the most memorable services I have. That was about 6 years ago in Sri Lanka. We went up to the high mountain areas, really rural areas, and we once, our Korean team, mission team, we had an opportunity to lead a service in one of the chapels. What happened was we had to think in Korean, speak in English. That was translated into Sinhalese. Then Sinhalese was translated into Tamil. So I didn't have any idea about the final version of that. Once I heard one of the students here said, God must be a bilingual. I think he's a multilingual. I came to the States as a graduate student. Within a few weeks of my arrival here, I learned that there was a former missionary living a few miles from my campus housing. And she used to work with my mother when she was stationed in Korea. I gave her a call one day and she invited me over, so I went there. As soon as we sat down in a couch, she asked me a question. She wanted to know how I was doing in adjusting to a totally, completely different culture. I said, I didn't have much difficulty at all, maybe because Korea was already much westernized. Then she talked about the culture shock she had after she came back home from 30 years of service. She talked about the mental and psychological helps she had to seek to adjust to a culture which was so foreign to her. She got married after she came home, and she talked about how difficult it was for her to adjust to the American life with an American husband. Later, she had talked about how much she loved Korea and the Korean people. Somehow, I could not help feeling guilt some kind of guilt as I was listening to this old retired missionary showing me hundreds of slides, explaining each one of them to me like they all happened about a couple of weeks ago. On the way back home, I kept saying to myself, this American lady, she loves my country, my people, maybe more than I do. To me, this kind of encounter with the American missionary is not an isolated event. It has been only about 100 years or so since the first Protestant missionaries came to Korea. It's been only 3 generations. My grandparents were among those first generation Christians who received the gospel from early missionaries. As her favorite grandson on my grandma's mother's lap, I was grown up listening to the stories of heroes and heroines. The bedtime stories about the blue-eyed deviled, blue-eyed missionaries who came all the way around the globe to the place and to the people they were never born to. I heard about the missionary Robert Germain Thomas, who is the first Protestant martyr on the Korean soil. Within an hour from his landing on the Korean shore, he was killed by a Korean soldier. This soldier who killed Thomas left his own account of the event as following. To me, he was just one of those Western invaders I was supposed to kill. But as I was about to kill him, he held his hands together. He said something that I could not understand. Then he smiled at me and handed me a book. I had to take the book from his hand before I killed him. You would imagine what kind of book that was. This soldier's family later became one of the most influential Christian families in early days. I heard about the Baptist missionary Malcolm Fenwick. He was an independent missionary. Of course he was a Baptist. He was working in high mountain areas in the northern part of Korea, the place where about one generation later, many thousands of American Marine soldiers have died to defend the freedom of Korea in the Battle of Chosun Reservoir. I heard about the American missionaries, Ernest Kilbourne, Charles Clark, Horace Underwood, Horace Allen, Henry Appenzeller, William Scranton, Harold Volkow, George McCune, William Davis Reynolds, and on and on and on. These are only some of the hundreds of missionaries who came from America and gave their lives to the Lord and to Korean people. To most Korean Christians, the United States of America is the country where all those missionaries came from. To Korean Christians, American Christians are those who sent their sons and their brothers to the other part of the world to share the gospel of cross. When a Korean mentions missionary, he really means American missionary. To Korean Christians, American church is the center of the mission movement we are indebted to. Yes, we truly are indebted to American Christians. If you go to any mission conference of Korean believers, you will hear a lot about the biblical mandates of mission. But right after that, they always talk about the fact that we owe our Christian faith to those missionaries. This is one of the most important reasons and motivations for many Korean Christians to go to the other part of the world and carry out the mission. The mission we learned from the model of many American missionaries. A few years ago in Korea, we had a tremendous surplus of rice. Korean Christian leaders launched a nationwide campaign to collect the surplus rice for hungry neighbors, both inside Korea and overseas. There is one theme most frequently pointed out and talked about. It is about the debt of love. We have to pay back our debt of love. We could not survive without the help from American Christians when our country was devastated from the war. Since we received freely, now it is our turn to give freely. You hear this kind of argument over and over again among Koreans, Korean believers. In a word, American Christians became a model through the image built by those missionaries and those folks who were willing to share their fortune with less fortunate people. Your parents, your grandparents, they all became a model for many, many Korean Christians. A model for our commitments, a model for our visions, a model for our sacrifice. The way you look yourself may be different from the way other people look at yourself. While I have been in this country, I have heard many people talking about the differences between the South and the North, East Coast and the West Coast, and the Midwest and the Northwest. But to me, you folks look all alike. I cannot tell one person from the other. They are all Michaels and Johns and James and Davids. I see more sameness than the difference. Wherever I go, I see Safeways and Kmart's and McDonald's. To me, you are all Americans. Likewise, we have this image of American Christians we cherish and we love. It is not the image of any particular Christian groups or denominations. It is more holistic image of the whole American Christians. Of course, there is a danger of being too much conscious of the image of you held by others. Turning to the Bible, Apostle Paul wrote to Thessalonians in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 7. And so you became a model to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. When he wrote this, he certainly intended for the benefit of Thessalonians. You have to be aware of how other brothers and sisters look at you. Actually, how they look up to you. It is almost like you have to be aware of how God looks at you, because we are in the same family. I dare to say